Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Taylor, with that being said, when you... The past is the past. You're here now. Ben Johnson just made some tweaks to your game. How have you adjusted to the change in the stance? How have you adjusted to being under center a little bit more?
I guess the Ben Johnson effect, right? He's going to get a kick out of that when he hears it.
Caleb Williams joking around about his coach. He's going to get a kick out of the Ben Johnson effect. It's gonna be a great dynamic. It's gonna be a fascinating dynamic to watch. Very confident kid who's learning humility on the fly. Very confident coach who you will watch learn to give grace to the kid, but also coach the kid hard with serious expectations.
The kid's not the only one that he's coaching hard, which I think is great. You know, Cassie Carlson and I were talking about it on her show this morning, and Cassie is actually going to be one of the people sitting in for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a family funeral that I need to head to tomorrow, and I will do that. And you've got a couple people sitting in tomorrow.
Sarah Spain's going to hang out with me from 2 until 5, and then Cassie Carlson is going to come here and basically do like an extendo Bears report at 5 o'clock with me tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Outstanding.
It'll be a good time. But yeah, the coach is clearly like, scouting report we got from Lomas Brown was spot on accurate.
Mm-hmm.
He is not for the play when it comes to the things that he wants and the way that he wants things done.
And yesterday it came out from Albert Breer that the Bears coaches, Declan Doyle, JT Barrett, and Ben Johnson have been working with Caleb Williams on two things. One was pre-snap information and procedure. And the other was body language. And this stuff was based on all the Bears film they had watched from last year. And today, Ben Johnson spoke about this and spoke about Caleb Williams' body language, what they have addressed so far, how they're working on it.
You were joking with us last week about your body language being something you wanted to work on. And there was a report that Caleb's body language is something that you guys are focusing on in meetings and all of that. Like, what specifically do you want to work on him with in that respect?
Man, there's adversity that's going to hit every team, every season. You don't know when it's going to happen. We might lose a few games. We might have some turnovers. And yet, just the wherewithal of we're steering the ship, we're going the right direction. It's not woe is me. We are going to take everyone around us, we're going to elevate them, and we're going to look to forge ahead to what's next. And so it's not dwelling on the past. It's not whether it's last season, last play, last game. We learn from it, we grow, and we move on. And so our body language needs to reflect that as well.
What was that a example to be given, Caleb, about body language and quarterbacks that you worked with that you've seen that you want him to kind of reflect? And how do you come about kind of this realization as you were studying up on him coming to this job?
No, we early in the process, we sat down and we watched some tape from a year ago, and we talked it through. It's like, is this what we want to look like or not? And we come to an agreement. No, it's not. And okay, we learn from it. And we move on to the next thing. So yeah, it's body language is a huge thing. Demeanor, we don't want to be a palms up team where we're questioning every. No. That's to me, that's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
How does that apply to DJ Moore? You know, there were some instances last year where his body language was caught on camera and caused some people to ask some questions. Is it similar with him? Have you talked to him about?
Yeah, we've talked to the entire team about what we want it to look like, what good teams do, what playoff teams do. This is the example we're setting, and this is the direction we're going. So the good news is this. We have a phenomenal coaching staff, a lot of which were former players in this league and did it at the highest level. And what they say carries weight with our guys. They know what it looks like. We have a number of guys that we brought in free agency this year that they know what good football looks like as well. So, it's all about educating, showing them what we're going to be about going into next season.
Speaks, can I just tell you that beyond Ben Johnson, there is someone else who is not here for the play-play, and it is Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
He was the one to Caleb who said, does your dad speak for you?
He is out there like, hey, I got six words. Here. Here's the question.
Does your dad speak for you?
That was one, and then he's the one who asked about DJ Moore. He just threw it right there. Like, how does that reflect on DJ Moore? Well, we talked to him.
Great job asking questions. And hey, Potsy's not in the room anymore. Someone might have to be the bad guy. And even though Patrick Finley is like the sweetest sweetheart in the world, not when he's up there working.
Yeah, that was good stuff. I loved that from Ben Johnson. You hire a head coach and hand him the keys to the organization so he comes in and tells you how he wants you to do it from the top all the way on down. And if he, having worked for Dan Campbell and under Dan Campbell, has come to believe that the body language matters, that palms up is a sign of weakness, to quote him, then go ahead and tell that to your players and demand it. And tell it to the public, too, as you're talking about. I love that, man. Follow the head coach's lead. If he tells you it's a big deal, it is a big deal.
It's a big deal to him. I don't want Caleb turned into a robot, though.
No,
is it, I want him to be able to feel feelings and occasionally express them. It's just a matter of when and where, how you do stuff. But I don't want him to. It's a very like fine line because, like we were talking about yesterday, the concept of a pitcher showing up his defense when a guy makes an error. I do think that it's okay occasionally to be exasperated, but that exasperation mostly has to be with you're disappointed in yourself.
Or you're disappointed in how something went.
Something turned out.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Have that feeling. Process it. And then move on. As Ben said, you're not focused on last year or last week or the last play. Like, okay, man, that sucked. And then forge ahead. And that's what he's trying to teach. And maybe it won't be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. That's all right. It's about progress.
But maybe there was so much of it. And you would think that if they had enough to put a reel together for the young man, maybe there was so much of it that Ben's like, hey, man, this, we can't have this.
Yeah, sounds like a good process to me. They sat together. They talked about, do we want this to be what we do? No, I don't. Okay, all right, let's change it. And so they'll try and change it and call him out if it happens or does not happen.
Speaking of good process, I think it was probably good process to bring in Case Keenum. This is what Ben Johnson had to say about why they brought him in.
How have you seen Keenum helping Caleb throughout the process?
Case has been phenomenal. I haven't been with him in the past, but he came highly recommended from a number of people that I trust. He's got skins on the wall. I mean, he's been to playoff games. He's won playoff games. He's done it at a high level. He's been the number two quarterback at a number of different places as well. So his experience level is off the charts. He's seen a little bit of everything that this league has to offer. And I can say from my experience of being in the room with him, he finds a good way to ask questions that I might not, or Declan or JT, we might not have provided the answer to prior. So he does a good job filling those gaps. And then, of course, we're constrained so much by the time limits in the springtime that he's able to help the process when we're not in there as coaches.
On that note, we saw him the last 2 weeks with like running the twos, and today with the 2-minute offense, him still there in that position. Is he in running that for that position? Him and Tyson?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how we explained it to him, that's how we explained it to Tyson. We're going to continue to mix up the reps over the course of the preseason, and then at some point in training camp, we'll make a decision with who has earned that number two job, and we'll go with it. But for right now, we got to battle. Just like we've been saying from the start of the springtime, there is no depth chart. We want as much competition to create growth that we possibly can.
There is a full understanding of what Case Keenum's job is, why you get a veteran. And again, just like in the Albert Breer report referenced, being able to have him continue to work with Caleb outside of the CBA regulations on how much time they can spend with him.
Help the process when we're not in there as coaches. And, hey, Tyson Bagent, go earn it. You're probably in the lead right now, but you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to CrossFit your face off to get some of this stuff done.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Let's talk to our old friend Chase Daniel at some point, and I wonder if he would tell us honestly if there were times when you didn't necessarily want to win the number two quarterback job.
You want to keep that $1 million check and not get hurt. That's how you end up as a Hall of Famer at the bank.
Like, Case is like, yep, I'm here for it, absolutely, and I will happily spend all the film time after the practices. As for winning the number two job, that's all right, Tyson can do that.
Yeah, Tyson can do that. You know what I don't like? I don't like getting hit.
I mean, probably not. I don't know if Chase would cop to it, and I doubt that Case would cop to it right now.
No, Case here to play football.
Damn,
he's here to play football.
They need a Chase and Case show at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
That's like my Barry Trotz and Terry Stotts hockey and basketball podcast that I put together in my mind.
Stotts and Trotz?
Stotts and Trotz.
I can't.
It would be great.
That's like the Adam Studzinski and Jenna Duddleston project you've been trying to hatch as well. Studs and Duds.
Studs and Duds.
Yeah.
Or probably Duds and Studs.
Oh, man. I don't know. Thinking, there's Studs right now.
Studs doesn't need to be first.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Respect.
We're going to put a podcast together with you and Jenna, and we're going to call it Duds and Studs.
Studs and Duds.
Already have a podcast.
If you called it Studs and Duds, he was in. Telling you. Texture's loving Ben Johnson like I am as he's like delivering the body language stuff and more. Texture says, Ben Johnson ain't biting off kneecaps, but damn if he isn't snacking on some ankles. He's got some Dan in him.
Of course.
He's laying down what kind of culture they are going to have, what they're going to do. And to him, the positivity matters.
I will still also go back to, at his essence, Ben Johnson is a quarterback.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
And people need to not forget that part of it. He's used to having a level of responsibility and leadership. So I'm not surprised. And then you take from these coaches that you've been around and you see the example and the wide berth that Dan Campbell gave him to run his practices the way that he wanted to run them.
Yes.
And now he's doing it for the Bears.
Hopefully. There is a big position that needs to be sorted out on the offensive line. It is left tackle. And we are told today that Ozzie Trapillo was out there lined up with the ones in this particular practice, and Ben Johnson was asked to comment on the left tackle spot.
So I'm a Gaji at left tackle last week when we were here, and today it was Ozzie. Is it one day on, one day off for each guy, or is it based on how they're...
We're moving guys around. Yeah, we want to give everyone an opportunity, so... Darnell, we feel pretty comfortable keeping him at the right side right now. So the left side, until we get Braxton back in the mix, it's going to be a little bit of musical chairs.
Would you consider right tackle settled then, that he's not going to move?
To be determined. Anything's on the table, and we're going to let the plan play out, which is keep him there for the time being and let these guys battle it out on the left side. So
that's interesting.
Still think there's a chance that Darnell goes to left.
You think so?
But there's still some interesting missing information here.
But his language there at the beginning was, we're pretty well settled, and then when pushed, he didn't want to go definitive.
But right.
I don't know. They want to see if Ozzie can play it.
They want to see if Braxton Jones exists. Like, for real. Mm-hmm. Is he okay? Is he healthy enough to be your left tackle? And then it's a guy that he didn't draft versus a guy that he did draft in Karan Amagaji versus Ozzie Trapillo.
Mm-hmm.
I like, this is what this time of year is for.
You're in the knowledge acquisition business. So they're just moving guys around, trying to figure it out. I like the process. Tanny, you watched all of this latest episode of 1920 Football Drive, right?
I did, yeah. And I thought there was an interesting clip that kind of goes along with this whole left tackle thing. And the 1920 Football Drive took you inside the latest episode of their draft room. You saw some of the clips come out where they, call the players they just drafted and all that. But this was kind of like the zoomed out version of that. They have profiles with the scouts and talk about, some of the other things about these players that went into selecting them. And they have, like, some of the stuff is like inside of the meeting rooms before these guys were drafted. And there was some really interesting stuff in there, especially with Ozzie Trapillo. And this kind of relates to what we were just talking about. And Ryan Poles kind of said something here that got my radar up on the left tackle thing. But also, my takeaway from this clip here is how smart of a guy Ozzie Trapillo is when he's breaking down stuff in the room. Like, and this was pretty impressive to me for like a pre-draft meeting. So I think all this was good, and it all relates to what we're talking about with this left tackle spot.
We made a switch. We took Ozzie first. We felt there was a little bit of a drop off after Ozzie, and we just knew that he was dependable, he was smart, he was tough. Someone that's going to compete for a starting tackle job, regardless if it's the right or the left.
There he is. Seth freaking Rollins. My son's probably going nuts right now.
And with the 56th pick, the Chicago Bears select Ozzie Trapillo. Let's burn it down! Burn it down, Chicago!
His tape and his personality and who he is identical. He's dependable, he's smart, he's exactly where he's supposed to be, he presents himself very well. And when he walks through the door, he fills the door frame up quickly. You just get a real good vibe for how big of a man that he is.
Ozzie? Awesome. Dan, nice to meet you. Come on in, Vic.
Awesome.
Right over there. Now, obviously in this race set, does this change your set pattern?
Yes, it does. So I'm still trying to take the shortest possible angle to get to my aiming point. That's how we worded it. My aiming point changes when I have inside help. So especially with a guard bubble, it doesn't change, but the guard bubble in my head, I know I have a little more help than if there were a three tech.
Perfect.
Really impressive. Really impressive interview. I mean, it felt like talking to a five-year NFL vet, just the presence that he has as a person, the maturity, the intelligence to go along with the mental and physical toughness. We're really excited to throw Ozzie in the mix because he's fitting the blueprint of what we're trying to establish.
That's the offensive line coach, Dan Roshar, talking about him coming off like a five-year vet.
That's really terrific stuff. Great find, Tanny. That's...
So what jumped out at you when he's talking about how big he is in the doorway?
Well, no, that's obviously funny. He could fill up a doorway, which I should hope if you're going to be a starting tackle in the NFL. But just what Paul said, that he's ready to compete for a starting spot either at right or left. And that was taped like obviously a month ago. So they have their ideas about what this kid can do. And then you hear Ben Johnson there saying that, anything's on the table in terms of moving Darnell. I think you see Darnell move to left and you'll see Ozzie play at right.
You think so?
I think
so. Can we hear that? Can we hear the Ben again? It's only 34 seconds with the question.
It's all over the place, So which is like, yes. Which is why I'm interested.
Me too. So here's Ben on the left tackle once again. Patrick Finley's question, because Patrick
Finley. Saw Ngaji at left tackle last week when we were here, and today it was Ozzy. Is it one day on, one day off for each guy, or is it based on how they're...
We're moving guys around. Yeah, we want to give everyone an opportunity. So, you know, Darnell, we feel pretty comfortable keeping him at the right side right now. So the left side, until we get Braxton back in the mix, it's going to be a little bit of musical chairs.
Would you consider right tackle settled then, that he's not going to move?
To be determined. Anything's on the table, and we're going to let the plan play out, which is keep him there for the time being and let these guys battle it out on the left side. And
it's fascinating. Both of you guys hear that as Darnell could still eventually move, right? I just hear him giving that lip service. I hear the opposite. I hear Trapillo and Braxton will battle it out if Braxton's even healthy, but that Trapillo might have this job.
So you heard the Karan's out?
I believe the Karan's a backup.
But he was talking about Karan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but until Braxton gets back.
If he gets back.
Either way, I heard that Darnell's going to stay on the right.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.